Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Okay, Mario, killing it with the opens. Friday from home edition of Sliwa After Sunset. That's what he called the show. I'm going to roll with it tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. You heard it right there in the open. What sport are you missing most right now? Think about what could be going on today in the month of March. Obviously, all the different sports that we are accustomed to watching at this time of the year. I put it up on Twitter. I asked a question a little bit earlier today. What sport are you missing most right now? 877-710-ESPN. I'll talk about mine, but let me kind of lay out a little bit the different sports that are supposed to be dominating the news headlines, the sports headlines right now. Major League Baseball. So that was supposed to start yesterday. Tonight was supposed to be the first night game at Dodger Stadium for the 2020 season against the San Francisco Giants. Walker Buehler was supposed to be on the mound. Kershaw was supposed to be yesterday for opening night or for opening day. I know how excited Dodger fans are for this season. I know how important this season is for Dodger fans. Haven't won a World Series since 1988. Opportunity, probably the best opportunity. I think most people would agree with me when you look at their run here over the last 7 years, 5 years, however many years you want to talk about. I know the division for 7 years in a row. This is probably your best bet to win a World Series. And oh, by the way, this was also supposed to be Mookie Betts making his debut. Just a star-studded cast of players from Kershaw to Bellinger, Buehler, Mark Price obviously getting Price getting an opportunity to be a part of the rotation. This is going to be his first year coming from the Boston Red Sox. But you just kind of look at all the different storylines behind Major League Baseball. Is baseball what you're missing most? Is baseball, out of all the sports out there right now that you don't get, is baseball what you're missing most? And I went ahead and threw Mark Price in there rather than David Price. I'll just go ahead and throw in an NBA player for the Cleveland Cavaliers back in the 90s rather than David Price. But is that what you're missing most? Are you missing baseball most out of all the other sports right now? If I kind of switch gears here for a second, right now this weekend's supposed to be Sweet 16 weekend. So you're supposed to have these big-time games. They would have started yesterday, leaked into Friday, then obviously Saturday and Sunday. Yes, Sliwa. Mason. Yeah.
So
I went Mark Price on that. Is that what you're coming in on?
Do you think Mark Price would be the second starter or the third starter in the rotation?
No, he's going to be the third starter. And he's making a big comeback. Mark Price
and
is...
Along with David Price, so we'd have the Price brothers.
No. David Price is going to lose his job. He's going to go back to Boston, and Mark Price is going to stay on.
Okay, got it. I just wanted to make sure.
Hey, Mace, how about this? Right when I said Mark Price, I'm like, no, for sure, Alan. Why don't you go back to the Cleveland Cavaliers days and bring Craig Elo into the mix as well?
Craig Elo, middle infielder.
Hey, actually, Mace, stay with me for a sec. I know baseball for you is something special. Out of all the sports right now that you don't get, is baseball the one you miss most or no?
Well, I mean, it's almost like two different things for me. Like baseball for me means my mood gets better. Like I think the world is better with the rhythm of baseball going on. It's a really long season. The Dodgers are going to be great whenever we finally get to it. But there's something about this, you know, it's like spring is here. It's like it gets lighter. It stays lighter later. There's an excitement to sort of the start of the new year. But realistically, we were about to start the NBA playoffs. And the best part of any sport is the playoffs. Like October, sign me up. I'm locked into every single baseball game, no matter what. During the playoffs. But NBA playoffs, same exact thing. We were so close. We were the best team in the NBA at the moment the season was stopped. We'd just beaten Milwaukee and the Clippers, and I was dying to see that. So I would say the rhythm of baseball I love and miss. The NBA playoffs, the intensity of that is what I want to see the most.
Thank you, Mace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
yeah, are you going to get Mark Price on the show?
We're working on it right now.
Nasty stuff. He has got nasty stuff.
That breaking ball is just unbelievable.
That breaking ball. He's got that slider, man. That'll bust in on you. Mark Price.
That's perfect that you were there for that moment.
Yeah, I wanted to be here. I wanted to be here
for you. You were there for that moment.
Yep. Okay, you can turn off my mic now.
Okay. Thank you, Mace. Thank you for hopping in there. You know, Mason's actually the one. I was curious to get Mace's opinion because I know he's as big of a fan when it comes to baseball as anybody. And playing off of that, we know how big baseball is here in Los Angeles. And, of course, Lakers. I'm going to leave Lakers for a quick second. I'm not going to get to the Lakers right away. March Madness was supposed to be going on right now, too. So this weekend would have been the Sweet 16. Would have started yesterday. Elite Eight would have started tomorrow. And then by the time you got through Sunday, you'd have only four teams left, and we'd play the following weekend. And I thought March Madness, you know, arguably the most exciting tournament in sports, like Mace was just mentioning these playoffs, whether it's baseball or it's NFL or NBA, that three-week period or four-week period of March Madness is as good as any sporting event that comes. And you had SC, which was 22-9, third place in the Pac-12. UCLA was 19-12, second place in the Pac-12. Two schools right here locally that actually had a legitimate chance at being a part of the tournament. So what sport do you miss most? I set up kind of a picture for baseball. I set up a picture for March Madness and college basketball. For me, of course it's the Lakers, but that's just because that's my favorite sport. Now, you don't have to agree with me, 877-710-ESPN. I'd love to hear from fans out there of what sport you're missing most right now, but there is something special about what the Lakers were building. There is something special about that team that we got to see 63 games from so far this year and put themselves in a position like Mace just mentioned. You beat the Bucks, you beat the Clippers, Lakers were rolling, you have championship aspirations. Your playoff drought was finally over. 6 years, no playoffs for the Lakers. And now this season, a legitimate chance to win an NBA championship. Anthony Davis, LeBron James. I mean, I could add to the mix here of all the different things that made me excited about this Lakers season. But we'll go to you guys. When we come back, let's take some of your guys' phone calls. Phone number 877-710-ESPN. What sport are you missing most right now? Is it baseball? Is it the NBA? Is it March Madness? Maybe it's another sport. We'll take your calls when we come back. Stay right here. This is a Friday from home edition of Sliwa After Sunset. This is a Sliwa show on 710 ESPN. All right, LA, would love for you guys to be a part of the show. So if you're in your car right now and you're driving around, go home, okay? Grab your groceries and go home. No, but if you're tuning in, obviously, if you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. The topic is what sport you're missing most right now.
Baseball, hey, can I be part of the show? Long-time listener, first time on the Comrade.
A special place, I think, for sports fans in general. I thought the way Mace was describing it, that's probably a great way to describe it. It has its own character. It has its own pace. You know, the sport is very unique for radio. Like, there's some beautiful things that come to baseball. And when you get to this time of the year. Yeah, Mace. Yeah. Come on in.
Long-time listener, first time. Comrexer.
thank you for comrexing a part of the show.
Thank you. So what's the issue?
With what?
With what you're talking about. I wanted to contribute. What's the topic on the table?
No issue. Like, I think the way you were describing baseball, a lot of people feel the same way. Like, there's something about this time of the year that makes you, I don't know, appreciate baseball. Baseball is such at a slower pace. It's
right.
So much different than basketball and NFL. There is kind of something about baseball, something special about baseball, but that's not there right now. And to be honest with you, I think it was kind of in the back burner just because all the other sports got canceled first.
Plus, I was excited to see Zydrunas Ogoskis as the closer for the Dodgers.
He lost that role. Yeah, Ogoskis lost
that rule.
Yeah,
nah.
Varejao has it.
Anderson Varejao is now the closer,
and Wally Zerbiak is at second.
These are really strange times.
Yeah, it doesn't get any stranger.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
There are moments where I'm like, is this really happening? Like, is everybody's like 6 feet away from me when I go to the store?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're in line at the store and the next guy is back in the frozen food section.
Can I tell you that alone has probably stopped me from going to the grocery store because now there's lines?
There are even lines to get into the grocery store.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just the lines to get in. I'm like, no, it's good. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Now, how are you? Did you get enough toilet paper?
I'm perfect on toilet paper.
See, we are not.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we are not. We've got
877-710-ESPN. How are you looking on toilet paper?
No, I mean we're not. We're probably got a 2 week supply.
Okay.
But if this thing stretches into April, into April, it's going to be trouble.
So what's the kind of the backup plan?
Garden hose.
Oh, man, this
homemade
is good.
Bidet.
No, that's I'll tell you what. I have a couple extra rolls of paper towels. I'm not going to give up toilet paper, but I'd be more than open to give up a roll of paper towel.
So you have paper towels? I've got some napkins. I've got some paper towels.
Go to Starbucks. Grab what you need. Just grab a stack of napkins.
Walk out with a roll. There's a guy down in Encinitas.
Uh-huh.
Back in your old neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I actually had this for Fast Track. I'll tell you the story.
Mm-hmm.
Had toilet paper on the side of the road. He had a sign. Let me see where it is. Here it is. Man in Encinitas set up a toilet paper swap after being disappointed in how people were hoarding toilet paper during the coronavirus pandemic. His name is Johnny Blue. He's a 33-year-old physical therapist and surfer. He set up shop on a street corner holding a sign that read, "Share your toilet paper." It inspired people. It reminded people that if you've got a lot of something, you probably means there are people who don't have very much of it. And people are donating toilet paper to Johnny Blue, and then Johnny Blue is distributing it to people who weren't in on the stocking up.
Mesa,
so give it up
you
for Johnny Blue.
Well, I think you might be onto something here. I know a couple weeks ago we had a very deep conversation about your stock of Parmesan cheese.
I have so much Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I can eat Italian for the rest of my life.
If you remember, I said to you that that could be a key bargaining chip at some point in this whole thing.
You're right. I will trade.
Get a couple weeks into April, this might be your chance to – look, people got a lot of pasta. They don't have Parmesan cheese.
I might have a lot of
toilet paper.
Yeah, and I would be willing to trade a can of Parmesan cheese. It has to be for a case of toilet paper.
Your Mount Rushmore brands of Parmesan cheese.
Kraft. Giordano.
You know four brands?
Kraft, Giordano.
That's good.
La Greca.
Mace, this is impressive. I didn't know you knew four brands. You're throwing me off here.
I only know three. Damn it.
You might get like Whole Foods might have like their 365 Parmesan
365,
cheese.
Yeah. I've got the 365. There
you go.
You're right.
There you go.
There's a 365 for everything.
Costco has like a Kirkland brand or whatever.
Yeah. Now, is this what you're going to do for the rest of the night, pretty much?
For the most part. Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, I got Allie coming up. Allie Clifton.
Oh, good.
What are you doing the rest of the night?
Well, I'm reading a book.
If you were in the studio so you can play the music.
Yes, exactly. The Sleewhite Sunset music.
Not the Sleewhite Sunset. When I said, what are you doing the rest of the night, what kind of music do you think you'd be playing? A little Bob Marley. 100% you'd be playing Bob Marley right now.
Oh, well, that's been on for hours.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear the last the show since 420 has been pretty loose. There you go. That's my weekend.
That's what Mason's doing.
What would I do without it? Seriously, what would I do without it? It passes the time.
You probably would be a lot less creative.
Movies are so much better.
Oh, yeah,
you should watch Inception.
Everything is better.
Yeah, everything is better.
Everything
yeah.
is heightened.
What time you got Allie coming on?
She's coming up at 7.
7. All right. So you don't need me anymore, right?
Mace, you did your job, man.
I was the emergency brake glass guy.
Did you record your promo yet?
I did. I did record my promos. You know, it's funny. I record promos. Here's what's coming up on Monday, and here's what's coming up today. And I'm like, I don't effing know. I don't have any guests. I don't have any. I just make up a bunch of BS to say in a promo for 30 seconds.
This is what you should have said. You should have said, here's what's coming up on Monday. It's going to be the start of the week. It comes the day before Tuesday.
It really is. It's down to that. The promos I've got to make up BS. But no, Monday, Lindsay says there's going to be a gigantic guest on the show.
Oh,
you know, the last
time.
Couple of days, we had Larry King on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was funny. That guy was funny.
Okay, you had Caliendo today.
Caliendo. We had Diamond Dallas Page today.
Mm.
He's talking about his DDPY yoga program.
Okay.
Really good. You should do some yoga around the house.
Okay.
And next week, more big names.
There's your promo.
More big names.
That's your promo.
We had Bryan Cranston this week. I mean, we went big.
That's big stuff right there.
Yeah, big stuff. All right, so I will let you get to Allie.
Tell
her I say hi.
Mace. I will. Thank you, Mace.
Okay.
All right, buddy. All right, Allie Clifton coming up next. She did the podcast yesterday. She does that podcast, Road Tripping, with Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye. And they had LeBron on yesterday, so we'll ask her about that. And we'll hit on all these other topics. Stay right here. This is – what did they want me to say? Let me see the exact – how about Friday from Home edition of Sliwa After Sunset, Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
All right, welcome back to the Sliwa Show. We have Allie Clifton, studio host for Spectrum Sportsnet, hopping on. Allie, how are you doing?
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me. I'm well. You know, I can't complain just in terms of I'm healthy, I'm safe, my family is as well. So from that standpoint, you know, right now, that's the biggest thing. I feel very fortunate and blessed to have my health right now. How are you doing?
Doing, you know, I think that's kind of like the best way to say it when you say family's healthy, you're healthy, and it's such interesting times, and I know for all of us, we all kind of have our own story, how our lives have been, you know, impacted, whether from a professional standpoint or whatever the case is. But what a crazy adjustment! I mean, I'm curious. So, are you guys still doing any shows, or did those local shows stop? How is that working with Spectrum?
You know, for the immediacy. We did kind of slow down. In fact, we put it to a halt in terms of live shows. Obviously, we're all aware of the Lakers and their situations being in quarantine, being sensitive to that. And then I think just during this time, it's so new and so much uncertainty out there that everyone's just trying to navigate it and figure it out and understand it from a sports side with Spectrum. I do want to give a shout out to the news side. That launched over a year ago with our networks, and they've been working tirelessly within the studio, from their homes remotely, just continuing to keep everyone updated on the COVID-19 front. But from a sports standpoint, live-wise, we have been kind of at a standstill. However, we will resume starting next week. We're hopeful to start talking to Laker players, coaches, remotely from their homes to kind of deliver some updates to fans and just check in with the guys and see how they're doing. From a production standpoint and what's airing currently, obviously you turn on Spectrum Networks right now, whether it's on the Dodger side or the Lakers side specifically, and they're re-airing classic games, you know, and I remember watching a week ago, a week and a half ago, it was the 1985 Game 6 Finals game, and, you know, it was so fun to watch Big Game and his element and just the Lakers in general. So they're re-airing classic games nonstop. They're right now in the 2019-2020 season. They aired, there was a marathon today with all 19 episodes of Backstage Lakers. So the content is still there, but in terms of new content, we're going to hopefully dive into that next week, which will be good, you know, to touch base and just see how everyone's doing within the organization.
So how are you personally, like, how are you spending? I think for everybody, it's a little bit different, right? Like, how are you spending your days? Are you pretty much, you know, obviously you're at home, but are you, do you find yourself, are you binge watching things? You're trying to go outside and get some fresh air? Are you watching too much news? Like, what are you doing day to day?
You know, I'll be honest, it took me a good 5 solid days and I still haven't figured it out completely. And I still have my moments, I think just naturally throughout the course of the day, like facing the reality of all this. But I feel like I've finally gotten to a bit of a routine. And I've taken this time to what a lot of people are doing, I'm hearing and reading, just spending time with family. And obviously practicing all the social distancing and all the guidelines that we're supposed to health-wise, but really just spending time with family. And, you know, I know a lot of people who watch Laker shows know that I don't watch movies. I am very behind when it comes to pop culture. So we do a movie, my husband and I do a movie a night, a show a night. To kind of catch me up to speed. There's some things I'm working on just in terms of, like, I wasn't a big cooker. And so now I'm trying to cook a little bit. I get that workout in daily. do whatever I can to kind of pass time. It's interesting. It's different. But again, at the end of the day, it's what's necessary.
And, oh, yeah. No question about it. You know, Allie, that tweet
that was something about, you know, we're being told to sit at home, sit on our couch, and watch Netflix. Like, if you can't figure that out, you know, we got bigger problems then.
that's not a bad circumstance for people to be under. But you know what's crazy, and it's like, I know you and how busy just this season is, right? Like, just all the different shows that you're doing, or every time we see each other down at Staples Center, or sometimes you're traveling, whatever the case is. Like, to just on a dime, all that stuff stop. Lakers played the Nets right before the season was canceled. So it's kind of fascinating to me how some of the different reporters, journalists, just folks from the media, how you're adjusting to all of a sudden, you got to be at home. And like you mentioned, look, we are very, very fortunate to be in the position we're in, the situation that we're in, the country that we're in. I think there's a lot of, you know, probably positives that can come out of this simply because, I think it puts things into perspective, but that adjustment I'm always curious about because, you know, folks, I mean, how about players? I mean, we'll talk about that great podcast you guys had yesterday with LeBron, Richard Jefferson, Shannon Fry, road tripping that you guys did together. But how about the players going from what they're accustomed to boom, everything just stops right there?
You know, I like to think of it from a standpoint of, you know, I think oftentimes we take for granted just what the players give us from a sports standpoint. You know, the joy that they bring us, just being able to turn on the television and know in some capacity there's a sporting event on, the competitive level and edge. And, you know, when sports brings so many people together, just whether or not you go to a game, whether you're out with your friends at a bar to watch a game, whatever the case may be, I think we take that for granted so much that during those times, these athletes, no matter what sport it is, are actually away from their home, their families. They're sacrificing that one aspect that they are given right now untouched. And so as much as I could only imagine having the purity of what they love taken away from them, their livelihoods, their jobs, I have loved seeing how many guys have talked about and posted videos and the fun different TikToks or just ways in which they're staying busy around their homes with their families. I think it's just a side that humanizes and I think right now can continue to bring us all together.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Actually, humanizing it is the perfect way to put it. We look at these athletes, and maybe it's a little bit different from a media perspective because you're around them, but you can relate to them. When Giannis is posting up videos with his, I don't know if it's wife, fiance, or I think maybe his wife, but when he's putting up videos just as an example, and they're playing chess, and she's talking about how she's ready for the season to start because she's spending too much time with her at home. You know how she kind of jokes around that way, or LeBron goes on IG and goes 45 minutes of just talking to fans. Like, that's a beautiful thing. Steph Curry doing that Facebook Live and Instagram. He did the interview with Dr. Fauci. Like, there's some pretty cool, unique things that have come out from some of these players. I love seeing it. And I think saying the way you explained it, where it kind of humanizes things, is the best way to put it.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's what we want. It's what we love. You know, mm-hmm. It just makes you feel like you're closer and connected. And it's giving you as close to what you would feel watching them play their respective sport that you can get to without actually watching them play.
Okay, so
awesome.
I
think at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat. So we're all in it together.
No, no question. I mean, you know, for us, it's kind of interesting. So our station, you know, we're still going live Monday through Friday. Start from 6 a.m. And, you know, obviously my show goes till 9. But we're doing it all from home, you know, so it's also now all of a sudden I actually kind of enjoy the learning part of this to say, okay, can we do this? Can we figure out how to come up with interesting topics? Can we figure out, because, you know, look, at the end of the day, sports fans, sports has always been kind of a getaway from a fan perspective. And now it's a different time. It's impossible not to to merge what's going on in the world with what's going on in sports, because it's affecting obviously both sides of it. But it's also, you know, it's also kind of, you have that platform to talk about it. You have that platform to talk to listeners. And I'm sure for you, you know, once you do get back in the studio, like you were just kind of explaining when we started the interview, was there's also something to seeing some of your coworkers or listening to some of the players, because you know fans want to hear from the players. And I think that kind of gives a little bit of normalcy at a time where nothing is normal.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I said it the other day out loud to a friend that I was talking to. If I don't come out of this time, whenever this time is over, if I don't come out of this changed in some capacity for the better, I did this all wrong. I missed an opportunity. And I look at that as only a positive. As hard as it is to look at any of this positively, I think that's the challenge. And I think as competitors and those who are respective to sport, I think that's where the challenge lies right now, is how can we all come out of this alive and safe and healthy and figure out how to beat it and just get back to normalcy as close as we can and as soon as we can.
Allie, you did a fantastic, first of all, the podcast is great, period, road tripping with yourself, Richard Jefferson, and Channing Frye. Yesterday, you guys got a chance to connect with LeBron. If I can hold you for one more segment, can we talk about that coming up next?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Stay right here. We'll talk to Allie Clifton, the studio host for Spectrum Sportsnet. She had a great interview with LeBron yesterday on the Road Tripping podcast. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. All right, welcome back to the Sliwa Show. Allie Clifton joining us, studio host for Spectrum Sportsnet. Allie, so yesterday, I'll mention it again, Road Tripping, the podcast you do with Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye. Great podcast, obviously great chemistry between the three of you guys. LeBron made an appearance yesterday, and I just want to – some interesting things came out for me. I think when LeBron described how the extra time off probably won't help him, did that surprise you when you heard that? Because it definitely surprised me, just not knowing you know, what these athletes are accustomed to and how time off can actually not be as beneficial as we thought.
I can see how it would be surprising for some, for probably most. But for myself, it wasn't, just from the standpoint of all those years I covered him in Cleveland. Specifically, I remember him talking about it during that first playoff run when the Cavs at the time would sweep the first two rounds. And at that time, they were given a week off in between rounds. And Bron talked about the aspect of his body in the game of basketball and training is essentially, it craves training, his body does, just like we as normal people, or I'll just use myself, crave coffee. And so it's what his body is so accustomed to, and it's something that has just been so consistent. And I could only imagine gets so much more specific the more years he has in the league. And so I wasn't surprised to hear that. In fact, I'm anxious to see when things, you know, God given, do start back up, how his body has responded. You know, he did mention that he's been working out 5 days a week, sometimes twice a day. He mentioned that this coming Monday will be the first time he'll be able to actually be in contact again with his trainer, Mike Mancias, just given the 14-day quarantine period for the Lakers. And so I'm anxious just to see, once we get started up again, how his body has come through all of this. You know, it's just so accustomed to being and acting and performing one way, that now that it's taken away from him, and many of the guys, I could only imagine at this point, too, of the season, it's not like they just started up. You know, he mentioned Allen kind of the lockout and how it doesn't really compare. They played 60-some games, and you're in that mode. You've trained your body and put it in a position to kind of start ramping up for what's to come in the postseason, and now that's gone. And as we all know, there's no way of simulating a game than to actually go out and play a game.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
so different.
Yeah, I was just saying, Ali, rhythm is probably everything, right? And there, I think that's the best way you put it is, like, it's not like they're 15 games in or they're 10 games in. They're 60, you know, I think there was only 19 games left. So whatever that is, 62, right. 63 games in. So it's, I guess, one of those where hopefully we get this opportunity down the road and we get to play out the rest of the season. And there's no answers to whether that's going to happen or it's not. But do you feel after that conversation with LeBron, or like you mentioned, you gave some different examples for this team specifically, this roster specifically, do you think this break is a benefit, or do you think it kind of hurts where they were at and where they were heading, where maybe there's other teams out there it's more beneficial to?
You know, I think for this one specifically, again, given how long it is, I don't think, actually big picture, I don't think this break could really benefit anyone. Again, just given how long it is. But in terms of this team, what I want to continue to think about and kind of think is that they're professionals. They've proven how connected they are, and they've proven that, you know, just like Bron said, you might have to run stairs in your home. You might have to do burpees in your backyard, but they're going to find a way to stay in as conditioned and in as much shape, good of shape that they can until they actually return to the court. And so I'm not concerned in terms of, you know, whether or not they'll be able to figure it out and get back to where they were. But it doesn't, I just don't see it much of a benefit. You know, this is tough. But at the same time, when you look across the board, it's an even playing field. And we talked about that on the podcast. You know, everyone is going through this. It's not just something that one team is going through and experiencing. So I just think in terms of how they're managing this time, that's what's going to be key. And that's what's going to be telling when they ultimately do get back to the court.
You know, it's funny because I, when LeBron had mentioned, I think Richard Jefferson mentioned it as well, it's like, you're going to find out what players were working out and weren't working out. And, you know, they kind of joked around about how when the season starts back up again, you'll easily be able to see who's in tip-top shape and who's not in tip-top shape. And, you know, there's unbelievable athletes, and they have this the training facility, obviously, is closed now, but they have so many of these great amenities in front of them on a day in day out basis, and a very tight schedule that they're accustomed to throughout the season. I'm curious to see, like they were talking about, guys are probably going to come back in. You can tell they are completely not in shape or whatever the case is, but I think that's going to the difference you're going to be able to see it pretty early on whenever hopefully basketball starts up again.
That's why I think it's so true, but that's why I think the NBA and, you know, all all professional sports teams are going through it, but specific to the NBA, because that's obviously what we do, I just think that they have a lot of, they've got a lot of challenging questions and challenging tasks ahead of them. Because when you do return to the court, how many days, how many games are you giving guys before you get into the playoffs, you get into the postseason? You know, another topic we talked about on Road Tripping, you know, Bron mentioned maybe a week to a week and a half of like a mini training camp, and then play 5 to 10 games, and then go play the postseason. You know, but when do they get back to the court? How much does the calendar year kind of factor into that? So I just think that there's a lot of factors that are going to have to play into this in terms of the guys being able to really play up to their full potential and be in the right position to take on what part of the season that will be for them, if that makes sense.
What'd you think? I know you guys were talking about some ideas for the eighth seed, and I think you even mentioned like a play-in or something along those lines. Explain that, because I thought that was fascinating on the podcast that you guys were talking about, because the league and many of the other leagues, everyone's going to have to adjust. So whatever we're accustomed to, you can wipe that away, because however the rest of this season plays out, if that opportunity is there, it's going to be different. But maybe you can kind of walk through some of those ideas you guys had for the eighth seed.
You know, I just think at the end of the day, you know, we talked about how they had played 60 to 63 games, 64 games, the entire league. And so from that standpoint, when you look at what the bottom four, 8, 9, 10, 11 seeds were in the Western Conference, I'm looking at it right now, you have, of course, the Grizz, who are 3.5 games up on Portland in the ninth seed. You think of, like we talked about on the podcast, with 16 games to go, you cannot tell me that Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum and Carmelo Anthony and getting Yusuf Nurkic back, that they couldn't make a run. We've seen teams do that throughout the entire NBA, right? Over the years. And so I just think from that standpoint, and I loved what the guys were talking about, maybe you have Portland, New Orleans, the Kings, the San Antonio Spurs, maybe they're playing a lot of games against each other in that 5 to 10 game span. And then whoever comes out on top of that, maybe there's a three-game play-in with the Memphis Grizzlies for that eighth spot.
Listen, when you guys were mentioning that, and that's not even something that I thought of, I just assumed, my assumption was this. Let's say the NBA came back and they say, okay, play out the last five games of the year. Play out the last five games of the schedule just as a prep up to the playoffs. Well, basically what you're saying is the East and the West are locked because Memphis has that 3.5 game lead. So I thought it was a great idea. I thought it was very unique simply because, like you mentioned, you got to still give these teams that would have had a shot. The Portland Trailblazers have dealt with injuries all season. Maybe they'd have a shot at the number eight seed. I think selfishly, if you're a Lakers fan, I don't know if you want to play the Portland Trailblazers in round one with Nurkic, with Zach Collins, Damian Lillard, you know, all these others. But I think at this point, we'll take – I don't want to say we'll take anything, but in a sense, you know, we're not 100% sure if there's even going to be a season. So you feel like if that opportunity presented itself, well, okay, how great would that be? That means the world's got – hopefully the world has COVID-19 under control, as does the states, and now we're slowly getting back to, you know, a regular life. I'll ask you this because I think this is – I go back and forth a little bit. One day I might read an article or hear something on ESPN or something like that, and I'm like, oh, I feel good. I'm very optimistic now. And then the next day something else will come out. I'm like, okay, I'm definitely more pessimistic now. How do you feel? Just under two and a half weeks ago is when you know, we stopped playing basketball. Do you feel more optimistic, less optimistic? Like, how do you feel about eventually getting a season in 2020 and crowning a champ?
One thing I will say is you just said under 2.5 weeks ago. It feels like an eternity ago.
I know.
And from that standpoint, I will say after the first like 3-5 days maybe, I had to remove myself from the television all day every night. I mean, it was hard. And with watching all of that, I was struggling to see how we were going to get games played, how we were going to continue this season. But I do have... At the end of the day, I just think we have to continue, you know, Alan, just trust the medical professionals and trust that we can figure this thing out. And if sports have to be put on hold, and if sports maybe take a different route and things look differently in the future, we just have to remember what's most important. And that's all I can really say. I want to say that I hope it happens, and I hope it happens sooner rather than later. But I just, at the end of the day, it's just so hard.
I know.
It's so hard to see any kind of light at the end of the tunnel. And I just can't think about anything else but hoping that we figure it out and people continue to find good health and safety, and we pull through it.
Okay, so can you educate 710 listeners on what it is you're mm-hmm. watching, what we're missing out on? Is there something going on right now at is it Netflix? Is it HBO? Is there a series or a movie that you've watched recently that you'd like to educate us on?
In all seriousness, you're either watching the updates and following the news and the latest on COVID-19, or in the Netflix world, I think what everyone is watching or talking about is Carol Baskin and Tiger King. Because I just finished Tiger King, and or I'm one episode away from finishing Tiger King, and I have zero clue what I just experienced. But for some odd reason, I'm glad I experienced it.
Oh, that is so funny, Allie. I started watching it maybe like 3 days ago, and I did the, you know, probably doing two episodes a night or whatever the case is. And I'm about done. Like, I'm 15 minutes, I think, left of the final episode, and I'll be done. And exactly like you, I'm like, why am I watching this? What am I doing? Yes, next episode, please.
It contradicts my entire mantra of, if I do not come out of this whole thing a changed person for the better, I'm like, did this make me better? What in the – I will never get those hours back in my life. But I watched it.
Well, here's the thing. What I find like fascinating is, as I'm watching this thing and like how the series started, I'm like, oh, this is going to be about the tigers and about the animals. And then as I watch it, I'm like, are we going to talk about the tigers? Are we watching anything going on with the actual lions? Anything? Like, there's nothing about the animals, nothing at all.
Someone's like, I can't watch it. I just feel like it'll break my heart to see these. I'm like, no, you're missing the point. It has nothing to do with big cats. Nothing to do with tigers. You just need to sit down and trust me on this.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, look, Allie, I hope you guys get going again too, and things hopefully sooner than later, you know, we'll get back to norm, and we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But I appreciate you hopping on the show, and great work yesterday. I thought you, Richard Jefferson, Shannon Fry, great stuff with LeBron on your Road Tripping podcast. So appreciate you coming on. All right.
Alan, I appreciate you as always. You keep being great. I'm so glad that you're able to keep doing this. I think it's good for listeners. It's good for people to feel that sense of normalcy. So, hey, thanks for having me as always.
All right, that's Allie Clifton right there. Appreciate her hopping on from Spectrum Sportsnet. Great insight, too. By the way, how good was that? That podcast yesterday with LeBron on there, and they're doing it. They're all doing it on video. So I think it was on Skype that they were using. But to just hear from the king, fantastic. And Allie obviously right in the mix of that. Okay, more optimistic or less optimistic of completing the NBA season? I feel like I'm getting answers from everywhere. 877-710-ESPN. When this all went down 2.5 weeks ago, do you feel more optimistic now that we might get a chance to close out the season, or less? We'll talk about that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.